Hey friend, welcome back to the Vision Driven Health Podcast. Today's episode is a prime example of how we can pair our healthy physical habits with spiritual ones. My hope and intention for you today is that by the end of this episode, you can't wait for the next moment to get outside and go for a walk with Jesus. We are getting into the nitty-gritty detailed benefits of walking. And seriously, friend, you have no idea how good walking is for you yet. And I'm just offering you that friendly reminder of the access that we have in Jesus at any given time and how walking can actually help keep you more focused in your time with Him. Super exciting, right? I know. Let's go ahead and get those walking shoes ready because we're gonna get started. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. I regularly get messages and requests for simple, easy protein-packed recipes. It's probably the number one ask that I hear. And honestly, it's a great request because with all the busyness of life and juggling all the things, it is extremely helpful to have simple, easy options for home-cooked healthy meals. And if you've been following me for any length of time, you know how much I emphasize the importance of getting in enough protein. So I give to you, for absolutely zero cost at all, the 20 and 20 recipe guide. This has 20 recipes that take only 20 minutes of effort to put together. And each recipe provides portions that hit 30 grams of protein. Amen, right? And here's the thing. Who hates going to a recipe page and having to fight all of the ads and scroll for forever all the way down to the actual recipe? I know I do. So to make things extra convenient for you, we've pulled the ingredients and instructions from the pages and put them within the guide for easy reference. You can print these out, you can make notes, whatever you want. So grab this awesome resource, the 20 for 20 recipe guide at visiondrivenhealth.com/resources. Can I just say, as a former avid CrossFitter, doing an episode where I'm hyping up walking this much is a little bit humbling, but it's actually not. It doesn't feel that way to me because truly, as much as I long to get back to my CrossFit former glory, it's just not my season for that. And I am very serious when I say that walking is incredible for your well-being. I still wholeheartedly believe resistance training is very important and having some sort of it is a must. And it is something I still incorporate into my weekly routine. It's just not CrossFit status. Now, before I dive into the benefits of walking, I want to paint the bleak picture of why it's so revolutionary to walk in our modern world. We all know that sitting around isn't probably the best for us. What I don't think we stop and consider is how much more active life was even just half a century ago. The increase of screens and devices is taking a big toll on the health of our society. A sedentary lifestyle not only contributes to obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, and even early death, but it's also detrimental to our mental health. The more sedentary we are, the more we undermine our metabolism, which in turn impacts our blood sugar and also our blood pressure. And here's the greasy thing. The data showing this applies to those who also exercise regularly, which I know sounds like that can't be right because it's not the reality is it's not just doing a workout that spares us from the damages of a sedentary lifestyle. They call it an active couch potato when someone does, you know, a half hour to an hour, goes for a run or goes to the gym, but then the rest of the day they're still sedentary. They're sitting at their desk at their office job or just generally super sedentary. And what really counts is how much you move throughout the day. This movement throughout the day is called NEAT, N-E-A-T, an acronym for non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is a fancy way of saying this is the calorie burn that occurs when we're not intentionally doing a workout. And this is a big part of why walking is a great strategy for healthy weight loss. But I'm going to get more into that in just a second. So when I say walking, I'm not just talking about going out intentionally for a walk. I'm talking about being a more active, walky kind of person in general. So some ways you can do this is by parking farther away from the store and getting extra steps in that way, taking the stairs. Maybe you set an alarm on your phone to get up every 30 to 60 minutes. You go get a drink of water, or you just take a lap around the building, or you take a walk through your backyard really quick, whatever your context is. Or maybe you start a garden. That's a great way to be active and moving around. Maybe if you have phone calls that you need to take throughout the day, that you go for a walk while you're doing it. Get rid of your TV. Seriously, we don't watch any TV except the occasional movies from Angel Studios or watching The Chosen and maybe a documentary here or there. But really, it's like, and I appreciate this about my husband, he just really doesn't see the value of sitting and watching anything unless it's life-giving or drawing us closer to the Lord or educating us in some way. So I'm lucky if I get him to sit down and watch something with me maybe once or twice a week, if that. But with that said, we know how detrimental it can be to not be active or walk after what I just shared. So let's actually get into why walking specifically is so good for you. Well, number one, it counteracts the effects of weight-promoting genes. So it doesn't only help you lose weight just because you're burning calories, but it actually specifically combats your genes that promote being heavier or gaining weight. A recent study showed that participants who walked briskly for an hour a day, which, hey, that's quite a bit, that cut the risks of those genes in half, which maybe getting out and getting 2 30-minute walks in would be worth that for you. That's number one. Number two, walking helps manage your blood sugar levels. So it does this in a couple of ways. One, let's just say you do have a more indulgent meal. You go out to a restaurant, or maybe you've got some friends over, or you go over to a friend's house and you just end up eating more high blood sugar spiking foods than normal. So if you go out for a 10 to 15 minute walk right after you eat, you actually support your body in managing that blood sugar spike that inevitably follows after eating something of that nature. And it actually requires your body to use some of that blood sugar for your muscles and also just overall reducing that spike. Another way, though, that walking helps to improve your blood sugar levels is that it can actually reduce your cravings for sugar. So research shows that even a 15-minute walk a day can reduce cravings for chocolate or even the amount of chocolate that you eat, particularly if chocolate is your go-to for stressful situations. That would also make sense because walking is a great stress regulator. So, I mean, that number two is just packed, right? Walking can help reduce a blood sugar spike that is inevitably coming from an indulgent meal. Walking can also help reduce your cravings specifically for chocolate based on this one study. And then also walking helps reduce stress, which in turn, if you struggle with emotional eating and stress eating, helps with that as well. So that's like five things all in one. Just kidding. So number three, walking reduces the risk of developing breast cancer. And overall, there's a lot of studies that show that walking in general reduces the risk of many different diseases. But this one is actually quite interesting because it showed that women who walked 7 or more hours a week. So again, that would be back to that, you know, maybe you're breaking up a 30-minute walk in the morning or 30-minute walk in the evening. But these women had a 14% lower risk than women who walked 3 hours or fewer per week, which I would actually really want to know the data on what walking 3 hours a week does for reducing the risk of breast cancer. So then we could see that plus the 14% lowered risk between the 3 hour and 7 hour walking habit. But either way, the research actually said that walking offered protection from breast cancer, even for women who had other risk factors for breast cancer, like being overweight or using supplemental hormones. Number four, walking eases joint pain. So this might sound counterintuitive, but the more we move, the more we can prevent arthritis from forming in the first place, but also supporting the areas that do have it by lubricating the joints and strengthening the muscles around them. And walking is the most basic movement that we do, which I think is part of why people don't see how amazing it is. But it is also one of the only movements where we swing our arms and our legs, well, not necessarily swing our legs, but move our legs and our arms in such a way that we're getting a fuller rotation. I guess you could say a fuller gait than if you're running. Because even if you're running, you're not swinging your arms as far as if when you're doing that walking movement. And so there's actually so much to the specific dynamic of how our body has to move to walk that really provides our body a way to move more naturally and in a designed way by God than we otherwise would by being sedentary or even through other physical means. Biking, running, other cardio things don't have the same extent of at least rotational benefit as walking does. So lastly, for the sake of today's podcast, I know there's a whole bunch of other benefits I could say about walking, which hopefully you already are like, whoa, I guess walking is really great. But number five, walking boosts your immune function. A recent study showed that those who walk at least 20 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, had 43% fewer sick days than those who exercised once a week or less. That is quite significant. Okay, so you've got some great reasons why walking is super beneficial. You also have reasons why walking and not being active is very unbeneficial. But the most important part of today's conversation is how walking with Jesus can make all the difference in your life and your health journey. So can we just first acknowledge how much walking Jesus did? We are called to model him, right? And if we look, obviously, we don't know the full extent of all of his walking, but just based on what we find in the Gospels, he walked a total of, actually, just what we find in what's documented about his public ministry, which is over the course of 3 years, he walked 240 miles during his public ministry. And on top of that, if you look and see where it says how far out the disciples likely were in the Sea of Galilee, he walked around 3.5 miles on the water, which is really cool. So Jesus is literally the ultimate walker, both on land and sea. And so we want to look at what does it look like to walk with Jesus? And I think most of us understand that, you know, walking with Jesus is a metaphorical thing that we just hear in church in general. It's the sense of giving our lives to him and choosing to go through our life with him. But let's just make this even more tangible. What if you made it a hack or a mental note that when you get up to go for a walk to increase more of that daily movement that we just talked about, it was a specified time of prayer and communion with Jesus? What if one of your walks a day, I guess if you decide to go for more than one a day, or the only walk that you do in a given day, was specifically set for praying and listening to the Lord? I do try to get out for a walk every day, and there's times where I'm like, ah, I haven't had a walk. Like, I'm just going to try and get this quick 10-minute walk in. And in that 10 minutes, I try to pray and to talk to the Lord. And honestly, it's such a great time to be filled with gratitude. I look around me, I see the trees. I try to go right around sunset, which it's just hard not to marvel at God's goodness and his power in creation when you're seeing the beauty of a sunset. But to take time outside in prayer and in gratitude to walk is arguably one of the most impactful, healthy things you can do for your body. You're getting fresh air and vitamin D from the sunshine. You're creating life-giving neural pathways through gratitude that minimize stress and have all an array of other benefits. You're using your muscles. You're increasing your stamina. You're decreasing your risk of disease. You're decreasing stress. And the best part, if you're praying and talking with the Lord as well, you're strengthening your connection with the Lord and also improving your health and physical well-being and your mind, because the Lord does that just by having relationship with Him as well. And the great thing is you can find your own rhythm with it. I actually have really enjoyed looking like a crazy person and just saying my prayers out loud. I don't wear headphones when I do it, so I don't know. Who knows what people think, but who cares? It's just more real and tangible for me to talk and actually speak when I'm praying on my walk. You can put in some earbuds if you want to go that route, maybe look a little less like a weirdo. But the truth is, you know, whether it looks like you're on the phone or not, you are in a very real conversation and a very important conversation. And you know, maybe for you, you're like, no, it's fine. I mean, I can pray silently in my head or just listen for God's direction on something that you're facing or you're walking through. But the great thing is your blood is flowing. And when you're talking with the Lord, it's just a great time to ponder and think and wait on Him. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." I love this verse as a basis for healthy living because we are created physically and tangibly for good works. And we need to walk it out. And we can walk it out in that metaphorical sense, but also in the physical as well. And walking it out often requires that we care for our physical well-being in order to actually have the physical capacity to be and do what God has called us to do, those good works that He created us for. And it's even better that the verse specifically says that we should walk in them. So on point with today's topic. So friend, I hope today has inspired you to get out and walk and to move more throughout the day and ultimately to set your gaze on Jesus as you do it. God bless you, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week. Again, the Vision Driven Health Podcast is under the umbrella of Mabel Health Incorporated. The content on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended for medical advice. It does not take the place of medical advice or treatment from a physician. Listeners should consult their own doctor or a qualified healthcare professional for specific health concerns and questions.